The question was asked, how does one deal with a situation where one's in-laws are disrupting or problematic with regard to the chinuch of one's children, and one's wife is not for neutralizing the relationship with them. So firstly, one has to know that when one is dating, this has to be discussed. You have to discuss your parents, her parents. This isn't a discussion for the first date or the fifth date, but it is a discussion when it's getting really serious. This has to be discussed. I don't think you could reach finite conclusions, but I do think you can discuss attitudes and approaches, and you have to see that you're compatible. Now, she might tell you, my parents are lovely, they're sweet, they're bubbly, they're excellent, they'd never do anything that would contradict our chinuch, and she'll never notice that they're doing anything that's problematic with your education. So that's where one could run into this problem. So there's no, I don't know of any formula that can resolve this issue. One should try to figure out either a rabbi or a counselor and figure out how one can resolve the situation. But one always has to know, in my opinion, the greatest thing you could do for your children when it comes to their chinuch is to have a unified force between you and your wife. The worst thing you could do for your kids is to have conflict when it comes to chinuch between you and your wife. So whatever the decision, you have to come to the decision together, and whatever the decision, whatever you'll have to compromise is worth it just so that you're a unified front. The worst thing you could do for your kids is start having a rift between you and your wife. Lack of shalom bayis. Any spousal arguments, and I'm talking about arguments that are not the regular part of a normal life. The second there's a break in the relationship between the husband and wife, that is the worst thing for the chinuch of the kids. And once you're investing in that, if it's either this or that, so you should know that investing in the relationship between you and her is the greatest investment. Once you have that, you can overcome many other things. If you don't have that, then you can't overcome almost anything. That is the most important. If on the ladder of what of importance, that is number one. Having an agreement that you're a unified force, you're working together. So every compromise, almost every compromise, I mean, if she tells you, let's send him on a daredevil stunt jumping off of the Empire State Building and see if he lives. So then not. But almost every compromise is going to be worthwhile because chinuch-wise you're gaining. Now, how much should you or shouldn't you compromise? You have to work that out. That's part of what you have to work out. That I can't give a formula for. But in general, you have to know that it's even dealing with a grandfather that's showing up with tattoos and a cross around his neck, even that is worth it if it's either that or divorce or either that or having a miserable relationship with your wife. Once there's peace between you, you stand a much better chance at dealing with everything else than thinking, I'll deal with that, but there won't be peace between us. And aside from that, just as an added point, usually you won't succeed in dealing with anything else either. But even assuming you would, if it's a choice of this or that, let's say she'll accept it. You could shove your opinion down her throat, either this or that. Let's say you'll buy a house in the Golan. So she's against it, and you'll win because you force her to make aliyah, and she'll give in, and fine, you'll make aliyah, and she'll be miserable for 15 years, and she'll make your life miserable. You lost. You didn't win. So you have to figure it out. Yeah. Fine, there's halacha and there's a way of doing it. We begin by saying, the ways of Torah are pleasant. You always have to figure out the pleasant way of doing things. Again, every rule has its exception, and every instance, it's worthwhile to take counsel of people that have experience, more experience than me. Yeah. I am.